You're in good nick. You must be really pleased.
Oh, yeah, it's all right. It's good to get a couple of wins on the board. That's the most important thing. It's nice to play at home. We haven't played at home for a while. It felt like we hadn't been there for about 2 months. So good to get one on the road against Adelaide, and then good to come home and get a win against a pretty talented New Zealand team.
Have you been feeling personally like your shooting's going really well, training, something that's going to translate straight into games?
Oh, yeah, nothing too crazy, nothing too different. Just keep on plugging away and hope they go in, pretty much. It's nothing different.
Is that the key for you? You don't worry about anything, do you, ever, really?
I'm not that cold-hearted. look, you just keep on plugging away and putting in the work and hopefully it shows on the court.
So if Tarico doesn't play this week, everyone's roles step up and minutes and things like that. How important is it for everyone to contribute if he is unavailable?
Yeah, hopefully he will be. I think the scans came back kind of positive, so hopefully he'll be suiting up. If he doesn't, yeah, there's more minutes there for other guys to step up. No one has to go out and be a hero. You know, we've got systems in place and we hang our hat defensively anyway, so it's nothing crazy changes. Obviously nice to have him, but nothing crazy changes without him.
You did find scores of points from everyone else though as well.
Yeah, sure. I mean, he's obviously an extremely talented scorer, but as I said, defensively is where we hang our hat on, and hopefully we can transfer stops in the scores.
Based on what you say of Cairns, it feels as if their bench is probably one of their weaknesses. Is that something you guys have highlighted, that your depth could be a benefit this week?
Not really, actually. I think they're pretty talented across the board. They've been playing well, and probably their record doesn't suggest where they're at. They've been in a lot of games and up a lot of games. We said that last time as well. That's where they're at, and we haven't spoken about their bench and being a weakness. I think they're pretty strong.
What has been the focus in all your scouting and everything going into this week?
Look, we had yesterday off, so today was the first day. We watched a bit of film and getting them out of their spots and just kind of, I know it's going to sound so cliche, but doing what we can control. I know that sounds stupid, really stupid. I'm well aware of that. But last time they gave us pretty good hiding at our place. And as I've said it about three times already, it's defensively is what we've got to hang out of them.
Is that really sticky?
No, what was that?
How much of that tape from that game have you watched since the loss to
Canberra? We had a pretty good review straight after. Not since though. Actually, I'll tell you why. There were a couple of clips from this morning, and they played well. They played really well. They stuck to their structures and shot the ball well, and we didn't. So yeah, it'd be a good rematch.
Does that loss stick in your mind more than most, given the size of the margin?
Not really. Still counts as one. At the end of the day, at the end of the season, still one loss. Obviously, percentages can be important towards the end of the year, but at the end of the day, it's just one loss.
After loss to Sydney, how much of a switch was there within the group? You spoke about there was a lot of road games. Do you think that part of it was that, or was it addressed at all, the loss to Sydney?
The road thing, I don't think, since my time here, it hasn't really been an issue. It just comes with the territory, and everyone plays 14 away and 14 home. Usually we have that away stretch during Christmas with the Hopman. Obviously the Hopman is no more, I guess. But we'll always have a stretch on the road at some point. And it was just so happened that it was there. I think we have another one coming up too, where we've got quite a few. So it just comes with the territory, and I don't mind travelling. You just kind of sit on a plane, get fed and watch a movie. It's there's worse things.
And for what you're saying of Tarico, obviously, this is just completely the guess, maybe, or from what you've seen based on what you know of him, do you think he'll play this weekend?
Oh, I don't know. You want a yes or a no, dude?
I prefer a
yes. Oh, God. Can't I just sit on the fence? I'm not sure. He didn't practice today, really. I'm not sure if that was a medical thing or a pain thing or a... I'm not sure what it was, but those decisions are well above my pay grade. I just turn up to practice.
Cheers, Jim.
Cheers, guys.
Can I please just sit on the fence?